Welcome to the Success Leaves Clues podcast with Robin Bailey and Al McDonald. Have you ever wondered what makes someone successful? What are they doing that's different? How do they achieve greatness? We believe that success leaves clues. In this series, we are interviewing very successful people from different walks of life to hear their stories. We'd like to remind our listeners that the views expressed in this podcast are those of our guests and not necessarily those shared by our hosts.
Welcome back to the Success Leaves Clues podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Life and Legacy Advisory Group. Discover our commitment to our clients. At Life and Legacy, building wealth, securing your family's future, giving back, and creating a lasting legacy are not just values, but a way of life. Let us guide you toward a future aligned with what matters most to you. We're also brought to you by Aria Benefits. If you're a business leader challenged with talent attraction, employee engagement, or supporting mental health, we can help. Use your benefits package as the key to unlock your workforce. I'm your host, Robin Bailey, back at it again, Podcast Friday with my co-host, Al McDonald. Al, how's your Friday going?
Well, always exciting to be on Podcast Friday, of course, and looking forward to some great guests. And no exception is our guest today, Joanna. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation.
Well, as you said, on the pod today, Joanna Mazzotti, CEO of Comrex, where they help people harness the power of technology to enable ultimate peace of mind. Joanna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. Hi, Robin. Hi, Al.
Welcome.
So, Joanna, can you give us kind of the Reader's Digest version of what Comrex is all about?
Yeah, Comrex, actually, we just turned 40, so that's a really exciting milestone for us. And Comrex is a mission-critical managed service company. We're an IT infrastructure company that support our clients' data and protect our clients' data. And we all know that our data, the information that we hold about our organizations is really our gold. And we protect that data for our clients so that they can do amazing things with their businesses. So they don't have to worry. They can sleep at night. Just as you said at the beginning, enable ultimate peace of mind. And we really and truly look to live by that so that they can go to sleep at night because they know that we're watching and keeping an eye on their most valuable assets other than their people. And they can go and do the magic that they need to do to make their businesses thrive.
Well, speaking of that magic, and you said early on in your answer, you said, you know, you help people allow them to not worry about certain things in their world, the IT and all that kind of stuff, so they can do amazing things. We talked to a lot of entrepreneurs on this podcast. You know, we're 200 episodes in, had some amazing conversations, met some incredible people. Again, to your point, doing amazing things. And one of the questions we ask of those people is, what is success, or what is the definition of success look like to them? So I'd love to throw that one at you just to see what yours is.
My definition of success is when, this sounds trite maybe, but when everyone that I touch is happy. And I don't mean, you know, giggly and frolicking in the forest kind of happy, just that they feel safe, that they feel heard. And whether that's a client, a staff member, a friend, myself, when all the pieces of the puzzle seem to be supported. There's always going to be rough times. There's always going to be turbulence. And it's about being happy with how things are handled. And you can get angry at situations. And my motto is to choose kind. And so no matter what the situation, there's always an approach that remains respectful. And so to me, success is when all the pieces of the puzzle, whether that's their business, whether that's their infrastructure, just when there's peace of mind and people are content, that's what I think success looks like to me.
I love your answer. And it certainly resonates with me. And I know it will with Al and Joe, who's our other partner who doesn't come on the podcast, although we would love him to. I would love at that point, just based on how you answer that question, I'd love Al to jump in here because we were going through an exercise recently and we all have different roles within the company and Al is our CEO. And when Al was asked the question, like, what do you see your role as? What's your purpose here in this company? And I think it aligns very closely with the way you just answered, Joanna. So Al, maybe you could just share a little bit about that because I'd love our listeners to hear about that as well.
Yeah, thanks, Robin. And yeah, I'll build a little bit on what you said, Joanna. I always think a big part of my job is just to make everyone around me better. right? Which is, I kind of think that you alluded to that a little bit in the way that you said it. You know, if I can help my clients out, if I can help the people in my business grow in their career, if I can help our revenue as a business owner, whatever, right? It's just my job to make everyone around me better. So I can relate to that. And I maybe want to build a little bit on your answer too, because you shared with us in a previous conversation a little bit of your journey in this company, and I think it does really relate back to that success. So are you okay sharing a little bit about how you got here and maybe some of those challenges that you had to face to get here, but how hopefully it has led you to where you are and maybe helped you define success?
Yeah, so I have been with Comrex on and off for 35 years. So I've been in this IT business, which has, you know, I think it's well known that it's a very male dominated industry. And I started in the business in high school. And so I have seen all the different heydays that have come and gone through the industry. And the challenges, like if I really think about the obstacles in my life and throughout my career, the biggest obstacle actually is my own self-confidence and my own trust that I should be here. And the reason I mentioned the male-dominated component of it is because as a young woman growing up in this industry and a lot of ego surrounding me, it was really hard to sit at the table sometimes. And gratefully, I had a lot of wonderful male mentors, including my father, who started the business back in 1984. And there was some really great men that worked at Comrex that supported me into that. And there was a lot of not so great men in the industry. And so I really had to develop my own thick skin in order to succeed and to be able to push myself. And if I'd done something that I thought wasn't up to par or awesome, or I was faking it, I still pushed myself to be there. A lot of the times I did it because I saw my friends struggle and I really wanted to set an example. And I have always, I don't know how not to be kind. Even in the most awfulest of moments, it's something that is just innate in me. And I expect it from others, even though it doesn't happen all the time. I don't get it a lot. So where I'm going with that is I think that my deep care for the people and wanting to see others succeed is because I had such a struggle and I battled through it, and I would like to remove barriers for others. And I do that every chance that I get. I've struggled with burnout and trying to do too much. I had to take a sabbatical from work a few years ago. I took 18 months off and I wasn't sure I was ever going to come back. And it took a lot of healing. It took therapy. It took rest. And I know that I had overworked myself. And I think it was caring not too much, but not focusing on the difference that I could make. And so once I figured out that balance, and I'm still working on it, I really came to a point that I was able to harness my feelings and harness the goodness in me to promote others around me. And I really, really prefer when everyone else is more successful than me. It's just in me. And I hope that someone wants my job one day. Like, that's how driven I want them to be. And I want to enable and train them to take it.
Well, you hit on so many key points there, and we can spend the next half hour just breaking down that answer. But, you know, I'm really glad that you shared a few things in there. You talked about your balance and some of the challenges. And listen, we hear that so often from other entrepreneurs, the imposter syndrome. People think I'm supposed to know all the answers and I don't. And, you know, I burned out and it's stressful. So I think your answer is going to resonate with a lot of people, certainly going to resonate with me. So I'm glad you shared that. And I asked that specifically because I was really interested the very first time you talked about that. And I think from the sounds of it, some of those challenges early on have gotten you to where you are and your definition of success. So I'm glad you tied those two together, because I think that was a big part of how you've gotten to where you are.
Yeah, I agree. I think that you can't ignore the hard times. You just have to go through them, feel them, and learn from them.
I tell my kids all the time, if you never fail, you're not trying hard enough stuff.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Joanna, before we depart from this topic, I want to talk a little bit more about burnout, because I was on LinkedIn earlier this week and a former podcast guest, and I mean, it's out there on LinkedIn. You can find him if you want. I'm not going to name him here, but he had done a post saying he had burnt out. And I think that's a very real thing. And Al knows it's one of the reasons why I am very dedicated to taking vacation time, because when I'm here, it's full steam ahead. For other entrepreneurs out there who potentially are facing that kind of burnout. And again, I went through it, and Joanna, I don't know if you went through it as a younger entrepreneur. There was this badge of honor where I'd be on the beach with my laptop and I'd be answering emails. Look at me. Look, I'm the entrepreneur. I'm working on the... I've since learned there's no honor in that. I mean, take the time off. You need time away from the business. But how are you balancing life today to make sure you don't go down that path of burnout? What does that look like for you?
So for me, it's exactly that, disconnecting. And even if that's just for the evening sometimes, just having one emergency way of getting a hold of me, someone knows how to get a hold of me. But how often does that really need to happen? I think we think we're more important than we are.
Very true.
So it's about disconnecting and turning all the media off, and whether that's just listening to music. And for me, it's nature. It's grounding myself. It's stepping outside, leaving the phone behind, which is sometimes hard for me to do because I'm obsessed with wildflowers. So I want to take a photo of everyone that I see. So I've learned instead to just walk around and notice them and appreciate them and see them with my own eyes instead of through a lens, which is, I see them in a different way now. So for me, it's truly disconnecting and enforcing in my organization that people take time off. I think hopefully it's less about a badge of honor, but people, because they deeply care for each other, they want to support each other and be there and help. And I said, you're going to be no good to anyone soon because you're burning out. I can see it. You're stressed. You're not sleeping. And we just launched our new year. We're rebuilding a bit of Comrex, and I'm going to reestablish some of the deep core values of the organization that I think had been diluted over the last few years and made significant changes. And one of the components of that is a succession plan and a backup plan for every single person in the organization. We're doing a dive into everybody's skill sets and making sure that there's somebody that can provide a backup to that person and can handle something in their absence so that they can actually disconnect. And also providing a way of enabling them. We're going through these processes, and I'm actually tasking each person mandatorily to contribute to how we're going to do this so that they all have a stake in it, ensure that they are all looking out for themselves as well and helping each other by recognizing that they need time off as much as their friend does in the organization.
Well, and you hit the nail on the head. I mean, the reality, as important as we all think we are, there's usually nothing, you know, life-threatening or the world's going to end if you don't pick up your phone. And I've said this before, and people are probably tired of hearing this, but it's truly one of the reasons why I love the podcast. Here are the three of us. Our phones are off. All of our other programs are off on our computer. And we're just sitting, connecting, and having a conversation as human beings. We don't get to do that often.
Yeah.
So this is one of the reasons for me, this is a little bit of disconnecting from the rest of the world and just connecting with great people. So I really love that. And I love that you empower your people and encourage your people to take that time off. And we have the same view, particularly with one of our business partners, because he will just keep going. And now we're forcing him to say, you've got to take some time off this year. I don't care if you sit at home and you're with your wife, you're reading a book, you still got to take that time and disconnect, right? So yeah. I think that's very valuable advice, especially for people who are coming up and building a business. But I think if you do a really good job of building a team, then those are the people that can support you and help you, and vice versa. When they're off, obviously, we're going to support them as well. Joanna, I'd like to take a bit of a turn. And on your journey, because you shared with us being 35 years out of the 40 years the company's been in place, you took some time away from the company. And now in your current role as CEO, has there been any surprises, anything that surprised you along the way about building a company, being the CEO, anything that would resonate with other entrepreneurs that maybe they haven't seen around that corner yet, but you have?
Yeah, I think the thing that surprises me the most is how some of the people that you bring into your organization or that you look to collaborate with or want to join your organization really don't have you and your organization's best interests at heart. And again, like I said, I can't help. It's innately in me to be honest and to be kind and to look out for everybody and want to do the best for everybody and want everyone to do their best. And so when I discover and I see people that take advantage of that, it really surprises me. And what I've learned from that are very hard lessons. And I'll try not to make those mistakes anymore. It's to trust your gut. It doesn't matter what that resume says. It doesn't matter what that person says. Even references, you've got to be cautious of because you have to understand where that feedback is coming from. So in every instance where something went sideways, I already knew it was going to. I felt it long before it became to a point where all of a sudden you had to fix something when you couldn't bounce back quite as quickly. So I think for entrepreneurs, that's something that they need to keep in mind. And keep in mind that they also can't do it alone. You have to find good people. It doesn't matter. It might be your idea, but you're not going to be able to take time off. You're not going to be able to step outside and think of all the things. If you don't get other perspectives to help you on your journey, the good and the bad, you got to take all of it. But when it comes to relying on people, trust your gut.
Yeah, I think that's very solid advice. I mean, it's called a gut instinct for a reason, right? You feel that and you think, and then sometimes you ignore that gut and you end up paying for it in one way or another. You also touched on the team again. You're right. It's so important. One of the things that me, Al, and Joe talk about early on is some of the partners that we brought on over the years. And one of ours is our HR partner. And we wish we had done that sooner. But of course, we didn't know, you know, back in the day, we're just running along thinking we can do everything ourselves. And it's funny, as we've added these key partnerships and relationships, which include some of our employees, the company has just flourished beyond what I ever expected, right? Like years ago, I had written something called the Vivid Vision, and it was where I was hoping, I was dreaming the company would get to. And now here we are, right? And it's because of those people that we added along the way. So I think that's really, really solid advice, especially for younger entrepreneurs who are doing everything themselves today. And eventually, as soon as you can, start finding those really good people that can support you. And yes, you're going to make some mistakes along the way. We've all been through, we've had to part ways with people, but hopefully we make more right decisions than wrong decisions and we can grow our companies.
Yeah, and learn from the mistakes that you made.
Exactly.
Joanna, and you shared a little bit already talking about that gut instinct, but now that you've gone through the journey that you've gone through, looking back, is there anything that you'd share with any aspiring entrepreneur that might be at the beginning of their journey that you would say, here's some of the things I learned? And I think if you can share those and they can learn them earlier rather than later, they'd be ahead. Anything come to mind?
There are so many nuggets along the way. As you said, we make mistakes, we learn from them, but there is so much value in the little things. Whether that's figuring out how to do your books or how to have the right conversations with people or what those conversations should look like. You're going to stumble through the first questions or sales pitches or information that you're trying to get out of a supplier. And if you focus too much on that vivid vision and getting to the top and getting to that goal, you won't actually be enabled to take care of your organization when you achieve that vivid vision, if you don't actually slow down and appreciate all the difficult steps and all the different components that you need for your business to thrive. I know there were times when I wanted to jump forward or why can't I just be the manager? Why can't I just do that by myself? Why can't I have the key to that box? I mean, maybe as an entrepreneur, you're not thinking those things because you have access to all of those. But if you've got an entrepreneurial mind and you're working for somebody else, don't try to jump to the top. Take the space, learn the different pieces of the puzzle, learn how to interact with different departments, learn how to interact with different personalities, learn how other people hear you. Learn how other people need to be taught and spoken to. There's so many nuances coming at you that if you slow down and listen and be present. Stop thinking ahead. Stop worrying about what's happening 10 minutes from now or next week or next month. Be present in the conversation that you're having, in the task that you're doing, and you will go so much further, so much faster.
That's some great feedback and some great advice. And I think part of what I heard there is focus a little bit less on the destination and enjoy the journey.
That's right.
Right. Enjoy all the good things about the journey and even some of the failures you can celebrate in there, because like you said, you're going to learn something from them.
That's right. Learn from them. Don't dwell on them.
And Joanna, you said something else that I think is really important for other people to hear, because we talk a lot about entrepreneurship, but not everybody wants or is cut out or needs to be an entrepreneur. And you said something really important that I think a lot of people need to hear, and that's don't try to go to the top right away. And I've talked about this on one other podcast, and that's the term intrapreneur.
Yeah.
There are people inside your organization today, if you're big enough, I can guarantee it, even if you're a small company, because we have them inside our company. They have fantastic ideas. They're great people. They want to be with you and help you grow something and be part of something special. But they don't want everything that goes along with the entrepreneur, that part of the risk. But they can be great people that can help you build. And a lot of them want to stay a lifetime or at least until a certain level and get you to that point. So for our listeners, I want you to be aware that if you're one of those people, that can be a great journey and just as rewarding as being an entrepreneur. And for the entrepreneurs out there, realize you probably have some of these people that can be really valuable. And if you give them the room to grow and have some ownership of that, not only are they going to help you grow your company, but they're going to stay with you for a longer period of time. So I'm glad you brought that up because I think that's really important. Well, Joanna, we've arrived at my favorite part of the podcast. It's Al's signature question. Now, you may or may not be prepared for this. So if you're not prepared to answer it, we can edit it out. No one will see this, and that's entirely fine. But we're going to throw the question because just getting to know you, and especially that kindness that comes out from every conversation that we've had, which I resonate with, that's how I like to be with everyone that I deal with and make a positive experience for every interaction. But I just have a feeling you do have a good answer for this. I'll let Al take it away, and we'll see how you feel about answering it.
Wonderful. Thank you. So here we go. A society grows great when old persons plant trees in whose shade they will never sit. So can you talk about any of those proverbial trees that you might be planting?
I just got emotional all of a sudden. The trees I hope I'm planting are ones that raise the collective consciousness, that open people's hearts and minds to all the different people around them, tolerance for one another, and this world could be transformed. So I hope all my trees are opening others' minds and hearts.
That's a great answer. And I'm glad you said that. It was a very short answer, but it was very meaningful. And the fact that you got emotional, I've asked that question at other times in different ways to other people. I have had people start to cry because, you know, it touched something in them that was important in the past. So certainly that's not my intention to do that. But what it tells me, though, is there's something in your life and in their life that they were very passionate about. And that sparked them to kind of think about that. So I'm glad you were comfortable sharing that.
Yeah, if I may add, actually, you know, I think you never know what someone's going through.
Mm-hmm. So true.
And that person that is not having a good day or that's being mean to you, or just choose kind. Truly, it makes more of a difference than any other words you can say to them.
That is a good place to end on. And I have to send out a huge thank you to one of my best friends in the world, Pascal Halou. You know, we always talk about really good people know other really good people. And this is just another prime example. And Joanna, I know this is not going to be our last conversation. Of course, we're going to follow up on the podcast, but I do sense a budding friendship here. So I really look forward to continuing the conversation with you. So thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story. What's the best way for people to reach out to you if they have questions about yourself or what you're doing at Comrex?
Well, they can always find me on LinkedIn under my name, Joanna Mazzotti at Comrex. Or they can email me at comrex@joanna.mazzotti@comrex.ca.
All right. Amazing. Well, that does it for today's episode. We really enjoyed this conversation. We hope you did too. If you have any questions for Al or myself, please feel free to give us a call or by joining the conversation on LinkedIn. And remember, success leaves clues, my friends. We'll see you next time.